Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Let's talk about bonds, specifically the 10-year Treasury bond. Okay, before you switch stations, remember, the 10-year T-note is the prime determiner of home mortgage rates. The yield on this benchmark passed the 5% mark this week. That's the highest point in several years. Among other things, it means that if you haven't gotten out of an adjustable rate mortgage, you may want to do so, and soon. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland is here. And Tess, economists have been waiting for this for some time now, and I'm wondering what the significance is of this 5% mark.
Well, Madeline, you may remember that last year, then-Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan talked about a conundrum in interest rates. And the Fed was continuing to push up short-term interest rates, but long-term rates, like the 10-year Treasury bond, stayed low. So what that meant was that a 20 or 30-year mortgage was about as cheap as something like a 3-1 or 5-1 ARM, as they're called, an adjustable rate mortgage. It was a very unusual environment. And now what this 5% yield on the 10-year Treasury means is it's really just important psychologically to investors in the market.
And what's driving this change in the 10-year note?
Lots of factors, of course, strengthening economy, and analysts say that all those short-term rate hikes by the Fed are finally having an impact. I spoke with Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss, and he says the basic reaction is it's about time this happened.
It's coming back to where it ought to have been all along. We're seeing stronger growth in Europe and Japan. That's pushing interest rates up in those countries. We expect the T-note to continue to rise. These yields are going to go up to a more normal relationship to short-term rates.
So this is really probably the start of a longer-term trend toward more expensive long-term rates. And, of course, if you're invested in bonds, that's a good thing.
Okay, well, it might not be a good thing if you're a homeowner with an adjustable rate mortgage, so let's talk about that.
Well, Weiss points out that really the mortgage is probably the only thing that you buy that is so long-term for consumers. And so that's why it's really what we're watching right now.
But if you're not buying a new house, it shouldn't make much difference. You should already have financed into a fixed rate mortgage. For most people, it's the short end that counts, because most of the borrowing we do for cars, for credit cards, for all this kind of stuff is tied to the short term rates, not the long term.
But again, when we're talking about mortgages, what's important here is that as it gets more expensive to borrow money for a house, home sales and home prices will start to, if not drop, then at least level off. And that's where you see the larger impact on the overall housing market. And there is starting to be a little bit of worry about out there about delinquencies possibly rising. And today on Marketplace, the latest on the deal between Delta and its pilots union.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.